Report, Maine Democrat Roy Jackson, longtime partner are second cousins with two children. By Marianne Angela on July 30, 2026. Maine Democrat U.S. Senate nominee Roy Jackson and his longtime partner are second cousins who share two children, according to reports published Thursday. The Maine Wire reported that Jackson, the former Maine Senate president tapped last week to challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins, and his longtime partner are related by blood. The outlet said the two are second cousins and have two children together. Robinson identified the partner as Lana Peltier. He reported that she and Jackson share a set of great-grandparents, citing genealogical records. Both are from Allegash, a small town in Aroostook County. The two have never legally married, and Maine does not recognize common law marriage. The relationship could carry consequences for how Jackson reports his finances. Under Senate rules, candidates and members must file detailed disclosures covering their own income, assets, and liabilities, along with those of a spouse. Because Jackson and Peltier never wed, it is not clear whether his disclosures would have to account for her finances the way Collins' filings account for her husband. Relative attraction: we can confirm that Troy Jackson and his longtime partner are second cousins. They have two children together. pic.twitter.com/ofthe6fork. The Maine Wire, at The Maine Wire, July 30, 2026. Town Hall's Matt Vespa, aggregating the reporting, noted that Jackson had not filed a Senate financial disclosure or requested an extension as of this week. The Bangor Daily News reported that he paid roughly $4,600 in late state income taxes last year after a tax lien over debt dating back to 2020. A Republican lawmaker filed an ethics complaint in 2023 alleging Jackson misrepresented his residency after buying a home in Augusta while continuing to list Allegash as his residence on legislative filings. Older official bios have referred to Peltier as Jackson's wife. His current campaign materials describe her as his partner. Jackson won the Democrat nomination Saturday, securing 566 delegates at the party's convention in Bangor. He replaced Graham Plattner, who exited the race this month after a former girlfriend accused him of sexual assault, an allegation Plattner denied. Jackson also faced scrutiny earlier this month over a report that he berated women lawmakers during his time leading the Maine Senate. Jackson has not publicly addressed the reported relationship.